Oh, hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Michael, it's Sean with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, we spoke last Tuesday. I was following up with you. I know you said it was something you were interested in, but you kind of needed time to pull some things together and mull it over before we move forward.
I don't think I'm very interested in it. Local stuff. Oh. The $400 thing. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
No, it's $199. Yeah, it was half that. I pulled a bunch of strings to get you some discounts to help get your foot in the door, so that way you don't have to do paper lead all year.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
$199.
Yeah, it was $199, and it's month to month, so you only go 1 month at a time. You don't have to do like a 6 month or a year contract.
Yeah, I had a couple people actually contact me. That's why I was confused. But
okay.
I had two other people contact me. One was $400.
That's normal pricing, actually. Yeah, it's usually around $400 to $500 starting out. We have packages. Our lowest package on our pricing structure is $299, and then they go $499, $599. So the package I was offering you, it's actually advertised at $499. It's our middle package, but I reduced the rate down to $199 month to month.
You got it. Okay.
Just to kind of help get your foot in the door.
I've already paid for Angelus, and I don't want to pay for two at a time.
Well, you'll cancel them.
Like, this out?
That's why I keep following up with you, because Home Advisor by Angie gets their leads from doing Google advertising. So they do something similar to this, and then they just resell the leads individually instead of letting the customer call you directly live. You know, most people actually just call live right off the first page. So, and we don't charge you per lead or click or call. You know, $200 of leads on Home Advisor is going to go by pretty fast. I mean, you could blow through that in a week pretty easily on lead fees, especially roofing leads. But I know you're focused on like the damage and evaluation of the roof.
So, how much would you say, like, how many leads, if I was to get this right now,
mm-hmm.
how many leads would you say that I would have, like, in the first month? But even if I know it takes a minute for you to kind of get your foot in the door or whatnot, but how many leads would you think that I would have? Because I've already had two off Angie's list off the first week.
In the first week?
I paid, like, what, 20 and 40 for the first one, but I made, like, way more than that off of the actual leads.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of work you do, you know, even just subcontracting a job out would make a huge difference. So let me just pull the data for the surrounding areas. I could do a 40-mile radius around Arden.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So this is a 40-mile radius around Arden, and this is the last 30 days. In the last 30 days, there is 1,282 searches. So I'm not saying that, and that's for the keyword roofing contractor. I know what you do is a little bit different, right? Yeah, I was just saying, I don't want to imply like, oh, you're going to get 1,282 phone calls or clients, you know, but I know, you know, you work for Best Choice Roofing. They're up there.
Yeah,
they're on that first page. So it's like the people that you're working with now are getting probably a majority of their leads from Google advertising while you're paying for Home Advisor, who's also using Google advertising. So at some point, like almost all the jobs that you've gone out on recently have started out with that customer doing a search on Google. And then the only reason they're not able to contact you directly is just because of either going directly to Best Choice or going, they're clicking on a Home Advisor listing and then they're charging you the lead fee for it. So, I mean, if we list you independently, and if you're really trying to build up a portfolio and be out on your own at some point, I mean, I feel like it's the best way to do it.
So they would search they basically would search like roofing an area, and then my name would pop up.
Exactly. And you were also right earlier, so it's not an immediate thing. We do have to pin verify you. So, I mean, we get started working on everything today. I even included the website for you in the package at $199 month to month. So we'll build that. We'll have to do a client interview. But the pin usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get, and then there's like a form that you got to fill out too and send back to us. So, you know, we'll do all the client interview, build the website, and then it's just a matter of getting those forms back in a timely manner. You should be able to see results in the first month. But month two is probably where things will pop because you won't have to go through that setup process again. And obviously the weather's just going to get better and better, so the search volume's going to increase over the next 2 months. Okay. So, I mean, if I could do all that at $199 month to month and honor that pricing structure, I mean, is this something you could see a value and give it a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like you'll love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, then I think it's going to be the solution to get you, you know, build up your pipeline of business and get you to do this full time.
Okay, I'm interested.
Okay, so if you just want to give it a shot, it sounds like you're working. I'll try to make it quick. Like, I can create your account and secure the position, and then I'll schedule the client interview for, like, tomorrow morning at a set time, and then we'll revisit it based on what works for your schedule. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Mikhail, I have your – actually, I created a lot of your account. I don't know if you remember that the last time we spoke. So I have everything. It's mikhail.timpson21@gmail is where I'll send the receipt. Primary business 21, line.
21.
Did I say something else?
Yes, sir. No, you said 21. It's 221. You said you didn't say 221, but I'm saying.
Oh, it's 221.
No, it's 2121. So it's 221.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now I got it. And then the phone number is the same as this line that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the 70 memory lane is where we send your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want me to hide the street address on Google?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How did you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
It could be 9 a.m. to... We 9 a.m. To 6 p.m.
To 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday. I mean, Monday through Sunday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed. Okay, so I have the profile. For the client interview tomorrow, what's the best time?
Actually, I don't know. Doctor said tomorrow. I actually work tomorrow all day, like two jobs separately. So,
okay.
I forget which is my next day off.
It usually takes like 30 to 40 minutes over the phone, but I mean it's pretty easy stuff. Yeah, they just walk you through it, but we try to get it done as soon as possible because that's really how we customize your campaign and like which services you're specifically listed for. I know you're kind of niche with what you do with the roofing. You like to kind of get out there and do the inspection first. So I want to make sure that we're very thorough about how we list you. But I could do Wednesday also if you're completely booked tomorrow.
We can do Wednesday.
We have slots also like tomorrow, like 6 and 7 in the afternoon, like this time. You think you'll still be working this time tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely, because I go in at 8 in the morning, and then I go into the other job at 5:30 to 11, so...
Gotcha. 5:30 to 11, wow. Okay. What time do you think between 10 and 7 p.m. that we would be able to do it on Wednesday?
Probably 4:30 would probably work for me.
Okay. I'll schedule it between 4 and 5. I'll text you at about 3, just as a heads up, as a reminder. And then I'll tell my representative to kind of contact you closer to that 4:30 time period so that we have time to kind of get comfortable. But I'm going to send you that calendar invitation right now.
All right.
All right, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $199?
We can do Benjamin.
Okay, you could secure the listing. We don't take like account and routing number, but you could secure it using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
I got a Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay.
I'll get it from there.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address? We're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for you, Michael.
All right. Just give me a second.
And I'm going to send you everything in writing as well, as you'll get the invoice receipt. So that way, even though it's on a personal card, you could still add it to your write-offs as a business expense.
Okay. I'm going to have to go to the car right quick.
Okay. No worries. I could tell you're on a job site with all, like, the background noise.
Yeah. Always work. I'm 24/7.
I know. What's your other job that you do until 11 at night?
It's a I work at Longhorn, so I grill at Longhorn just for a little extra. I mean, I don't have to, but it kind of just extra
exercise
that I could have saved. Yeah.
No, I understand that. I mean, I've been here 10 years. And I make pretty good money here, but we live in Southern California, and it's like one of the most expensive. Yeah, so it's really, really pricey out here. When my son was born a couple years back, I was, like, bouncing at a nightclub.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'd work, like, 7 a.m. to 4, and then I'd go work at the nightclub from, like, 6 to midnight, sometimes 2 in the morning. So it was tough. Yeah, by the time he was, like, 8 or 9 months, I saved, like, every penny of that, but by the time he was 8 or 9 months, I was done with it.
Yeah, I feel you. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. I got it.
Okay.
So are you ready?
I'm ready for you.
4170.
4170.
2100.
2100.
2928.
2928.
3745.
3745. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
11/24.
11/24. And then 3-digit code on the back.
229.
Okay. I'm going to send you a payment confirmation and an outline of the agreement in writing. And then I'm also going to send you a form for Google verification. I know you're pretty busy, but try to fill out that Google verification form as soon as you can. It just asks you for like any paperwork that you have, license, insurance, photo of the workplace, work vehicle, license plate. It tells you right at the bottom of the form, since you're doing Google Places with us as a Google partner, if you're missing anything, don't panic. You know, we can three-way call Google and just verify over the phone. But try to still send in, like, or fill out as much of it as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to send that over to you now. And then I'll also send over my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an There's going to be an account management team that's going to help me with the fulfillment of your account. So if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you can always contact me directly. But I know you have a busy schedule too. So even if it's after hours, we have a 24/7 customer service available to you. You just dial the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get you the receipt, and then I'll let you get back to work until the client interview on Wednesday.
All right.
Oh, you said the expiration was 11/24?
Yeah, 11, so November 24th.
Okay. Some reason it came back as like the card had expired. I don't know why it gave me that code.
No, I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost close though.
Yeah, at the end of the year. I actually have one that's like that. I don't know if they're gonna send me another one automatically or if I have to request it. But I have one that expires in May. Yeah, it's really soon.
Yeah, I'll probably get a different one.
Yeah, I mean, it should be pretty cheap. I think this one is, like, through Schools First, so I think it's like, $5 to request a new one, but I just never change it because all my bills are, like, auto-paid through it.
Yeah,
then I have to go into each individual thing and change it once I do that, so it's pain in the butt. Okay, it looks like they got the payment confirmation on our end. So you're going to receive the text here in just a second. It'll say, like, Mikhail, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email on file. And then it'll prompt you to, like, click here to accept your subscription terms. In that subscription terms, you'll find the full outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have outlined in black and white, like, all the products and features that we're providing for you month in and month out. It'll have the discounted pricing structure as well as the billing date and then the cancellation policy. The first month's payments charged today on the 4th. You're set to be charged again $199 on April 4th. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, but it is set up to auto-renew. So they send you a notification of that before it goes through, but try to be mindful of that. We ask that you be responsive to all your clients within a reasonable period of time. Calls not just from your clients, but from us in regards to your account. And then also we ask that if you're going to add any other services online, try to double check with us that you're not paying for something we may already be doing for you. We don't want them to, like, duplicate any of your online listings, because if they create, like, 2 Google business profiles, it'll cause a discrepancy. So, you know, if you do get another call over the next, like, week while we're getting this all set up, just politely decline, let them know, hey, I've already chosen to work with somebody, we're getting it all set up, and then you should be good to go. Once we have you up and running, those calls will stop. But I want to, like, officially, you know, welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. I'm looking forward to working with you. Like I said, I'll be your account lead. So I understand every business owner I work with, you know, you guys are great at what you do. Like, if somebody had me do an inspection on a roof, I'd probably be lost. but we're really great at what we do. And so we want to kind of come together with you to fill any holes and get your business up and running. So that way this is a full-time gig for you. So seriously, if there's any questions, comments, or concerns, or, like, you know, you just want to bounce something off of me, don't hesitate to call. We like to build a relationship with you guys and make sure everything's working. That's really how we retain you guys. We like to build a long-term relationship, even though it's month to month.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, 4:30.
All righty. I'll see you. I'll talk to you then.
All right, Mikhail. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Bye.